Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence.
I want to mention that President Bush is said to have made a couple of other comments. He said that freedom itself was attacked. Freedom will be protected, and that the U.S. will hunt down and punish those responsible. Go ahead.
We interrupt our live coverage from Wave 3 TV and WPTI Louisville for these local announcements. Officials in Kentuckiana are on high alert following the incident at the World Trade Center and at the Pentagon. Louisville International Airport has shut down, UPS also grounding all flights. The federal building is on level 5 high alert. That's the highest level of security that can be implemented. Officials from the Fort Knox Army Base in Hardin County said that the appropriate security measures have been taken there. Some reports have listed the potential casualties in the thousands. Officials are encouraging those willing to give blood. Some closings to announce. Mall St. Matthews, Fort Knox Base in Hardin County is closed to civilians. Bellarmine University canceled all classes. Western Kentucky University courses at Fort Knox are canceled. Stanford Airport Post Office at 4440 Crittenden Drive is closed until further notice. Elizabethtown Community College canceling classes all day today. Jefferson County Schools operating as usual, as are after-school activities. All local hospitals are on special security alert. Southern Governors Association has canceled their annual fall meeting in Lexington, so the governors from Mississippi, Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Tennessee, and West Virginia can head back to their states. Several vigils planned, some already in progress. Highland Presbyterian Vigil at 4 o'clock, and again tomorrow at noon. The Little Flock Ministry Center at 5500 North Preston Highway. There's a prayer vigil until 9 o'clock tonight. Special service from 7 until 8. Southeast Christian is holding prayer services and special vigil at 7 o'clock tonight. St. Matthew's Baptist Church on Grandview Avenue is opening their sanctuary until 10. Crescent Hill Baptist Church holding a noon prayer vigil. And the Maple Grove Baptist Church on Manslick Road, they're holding an open prayer service all day. We'll inform you as further local details come up. Now, back to live coverage from Wave 3 TV.
Reevaluating the situation to try to figure out where it may be best for him to operate from. There are a few officials still at the White House now. His national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice, and other key officials are in the White House. We're told they're operating out of the Situation Room. And that...